jasoncharles.net. Deep talk, deep sounds. Arts and culture. This is Amsterdam in Focus with Fleur Gutzen on jasoncharles.net.
This is Fleur Gutzen with an all-new season of Amsterdam in Focus on jasoncharles.net podcast network. For those of you who are new to the series, you can see the full images discussed on the Amsterdam in Focus page on jasoncharles.net podcast network arts and culture shows. Coming up on episode 9, I will be discussing my image of the Gashouder located in the Westerpark. Enjoy! This was taken February, cold, dry night, walking in the Westerpark. There was an event going on the inside of the Gashouder, which is the building that you're looking at. So the building was lit. It's not always lit, so that's why walking by that evening, I stood still and I was like, wow, this is beautiful, because you don't get to see it like this very often. Wintertime, you know, you have the short days, the evening begin at around sort of, you know, what is it, 4 or 5-ish. And it was stunning. I had actually never seen this building lit up the way it is. And I just had to take it in because I think you see it in a completely different fashion than you do when you walk by it during the day. It makes it a lot more elegant that the building actually is, because during the day, if you look at it, the forums are really stunning, I find, and it's a bit of old industry in Amsterdam, which is very important for the history of the city. But I think the structures are really enhanced in the evening with the lighting that it has. I think you can, when you look at the picture closely, you can see that on the lower level of the picture, they're downlights. So they are actually projecting light on the brick wall, the underneath side of the Gashouder. From the mid part up, they're lights that are shining upwards. So it's not just one big downlight that just focuses on the entire building, because you have two different textures that you're working with. You've got the brick on the downside and then the upper level. I'm not quite sure what that material is, to be honest, but it also seems like an iron of sorts that they would have used. And that just really appealed to me. Also, the lights aren't lined up. They skip a space. So the upper ones, there's a space between the ones on the lower side. I think that in and of itself is already beautiful. Then you've got the symmetry at the top, which kind of keeps up the roof of the structure. That is obviously lit up, which during the day, you don't have as much focus on it because there's not a light that actually shines up against it, against that dark sky. Again, I saw this building from a very different standpoint and I saw a very different side of it. And that's what drew me in. I think the lighting in this one is key for me to take that shot. I think I took 3-4 different shots. And what was important for me, those two guys in the corner, there's two guys having a chat. I think that also breaks the picture. For me, that was just an important aspect to take it. Had they not been there, it wouldn't have made a huge difference. But I think, again, we're looking at a shot whereby you're looking at something which is really massive, very, very impressive building. But I think the humans in front of the building, I think it kind of complements each other. This is Fleur Gutzen for Amsterdam in Focus on jasoncharles.net podcast network. Thanks for listening. See you next time.
You've been listening to Amsterdam in Focus on jasoncharles.net. For more images from street photographer Fleur Gutzen, follow her on Instagram at FGA020. jasoncharles.net. Deep talk, deep sounds.
That was so deep.